Hi, everyone. I'm Laura Adams, author of the award-winning book, Money Girl Smart Moves to Grow Rich. Before we get started, this show is dedicated to Tia, a Money Girl listener I got to know while attending a wedding near Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. We started chatting over dinner. She recognized my voice and said, "You sound just like this Quick and Dirty Tips podcast I listen to." How cool is that? We talk for hours about podcasts and how she saves money by growing a huge garden. In addition to the podcast, I write a free newsletter with tips and answers to listener questions that don't make it to the weekly show. You can sign up at quickanddirtytips.com. While you're there, be sure to connect with me on social media, subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, or read a transcript of this show, which is episode number 354, 8 Smart Ways to Spend Less Money and Save More, Part 1. If you think saving money by cutting expenses is more hassle than it's worth, this two-part series is for you. You'll be surprised by how easy it is to keep more of your hard-earned money without having to sacrifice a thing. I'll share the best ways I save money and time every day. And I'm not talking about saving just a few bucks making coffee at home, although I do that too. In part one, I'll cover 4 clever money-saving tips and then 4 more advanced strategies in part two. If you're ready to keep more of your money by spending less, it's time to reevaluate how and where you're spending. Here are 4 tips to cut the cost of items you're already buying and get much more for your money. Savings tip number 1, shop anywhere, but buy online when possible. For many items, you'll come out ahead purchasing them online. Here's why. You stay focused. When you wander around a brick-and-mortar store, it's easy to get distracted by in-store displays, sale items, or trying things out, and end up buying much more than you really need. You save time. Shopping online is much faster and more efficient than battling traffic, parking, and long checkout lines in local stores. You get free shipping. Many large online retailers offer free shipping to keep you loyal, so you get what you need without having to pay for transportation or go anywhere. You don't have to handle what you buy. Having items delivered to your doorstep or apartment mailroom saves you from having to do the heavy lifting, especially for bulk orders. You can easily compare prices. Searching for an item online shows you a variety of sites that sell it. It's easy to see which merchant has the lowest price, an upcoming promotion, or free shipping. Now, I'm not saying that you should not support hardworking mom-and-pop merchants in your community if you need to or want to. But even when I'm shopping locally, I may decide to wait and see if I can get a better deal online. Sticking to an online purchasing strategy makes the most sense for items like certain clothes, electronics, gifts, and non-perishable groceries. And speaking of non-perishables, that's savings tip number 2. Order non-perishable groceries in bulk. They're perfect to buy in bulk online. Bulk simply means purchasing more of something you'd normally buy at once, which typically lowers its unit price. For instance, buying one box of 50 garbage bags may cost 15 cents per bag, but buying 250 of the same item may reduce the cost per bag to 8 cents. I always buy garbage bags, paper products, cleaning products, soaps, vitamins, and office supplies in large quantities because I'm certain that I'll use them. Additionally, some grocery items with long shelf lives, such as coffee, popcorn, cereal, rice, beans, pasta, and canned food may be smart bulk purchases as long as you know you'll consume them before they expire. I love Amazon's Subscribe and Save program because you get up to 15% off a huge selection of grocery, personal care, and household items, plus free shipping. You set up the delivery schedule you need by customizing the frequency you want to receive new orders. You're only charged when items are shipped, and you can cancel your subscription at any time. It's a really great way to manage bulk orders in one place. I'll include a link to this and all the other resources that I mention in this show on the Money Girl page at quickanddirtytips.com. Savings tip number 3. Online discounts and coupon codes are golden. When you're shopping online, never check out before checking for ways to get even more savings. There are some great cashback and discount code sites that can really sweeten the deal. Ebates is one of my favorite ways to cut the cost of just about any online purchase. They get a commission from over 1,700 of the top online stores when you buy something. Instead of keeping the commission, they share a portion of it with you. I've seen cashback rates as high as 8%, depending on the store. It's completely free to join and use Ebates discounts. You just search for the store you want to shop and click through. Then you get your payment 4 times a year by check or PayPal. Another smart way to save is to use discount codes for a percent or dollar amount off your purchase. You've seen a place to enter these on most online shopping carts. But if you don't have a current code to enter, you can't take advantage of the discount. Did you know that you can find these secret promotional codes for thousands of online stores at sites like RetailMeNot.com, CurrentCodes.com, and CouponCodes.com? They keep an up-to-date database of discount codes that can save you huge amounts of money. Savings tip number 4, buy perishable groceries from the source. There's one type of purchase that usually does not make sense to buy online. Perishable groceries. Not only can grocery delivery be expensive if it's even available where you live, but the quality of the food may be subpar. The trick to buying high-quality food at low prices is to shop farmers markets. You can choose from a variety of seasonally fresh fruits and vegetables from the people who grow them or broker them. Depending on where you live, some bigger farmers markets also have a variety of fish, meat, bread, coffee, condiments, and pre-prepared salads. Find out where the best farmers markets are in your area and check them out. Be sure to take cash since most don't accept credit cards. Making it a routine to visit the farmers market every week can also be a fun family outing. Even if you have to drive to another city or town, the savings and quality you get can really be worth it. I hope these tips give you some ideas about ways to save. Join me in part 2 of this series, where we'll cover 4 more money-saving strategies to spend less every day. I'm glad you're listening. Cha-ching! That's all for now, courtesy of Money Girl, your guide to a richer life.